and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavaghetto, pastor and director of the Catholic community. It is the fourth Sunday of Easter, and the readings are from Cycle B.
My days start usually pretty bad, because the first thing I do is I listen to the news. And then if that were not being a glutton for punishment, I could read the New York Times. Thank God the local newspaper has comics in it. One needs a chuckle, a laugh, to start a day with a little bit of hope. One wag once said, faith is believing that somewhere, someone, somehow knows what in the blue blaze is going on down here. That's why one has to have one prayer a day to open the day, so that we can see divine new possibilities. You know, life really can be truly exciting if you got a spirit of wonderment. And it becomes downright rewarding if you have a spirit of thankfulness. It's like the cement of it all. But at other times, we can give ourselves over to a spirit of worry. And it is a downright drag when we add to that disappointment. Now, let's be real. We want to know there is someone, and especially the someone, who has our back. We want to know that someone is watching out for us. Isn't that the message of today's gospel, the Good Shepherd? And let's face it, one time or another, we are no brighter than sheep. Just kind of following along. We get lost, do things we really regret, get lost in the thicket. It's good to know that Jesus is our Good Shepherd, and he's always, always looking for us. He's always there offering us a new future. Sadly, we imagine sometimes, we want to say, like St. Augustine, say yes to God, you know, stop me from my addictions, but just not yet. Sometimes we think that somehow following God, we have to lose something of ourselves. Well, in one sense, that's kind of true. But I want to suggest that we really often don't know ourselves. We think that our feelings, our desires are somehow our deepest self. That is, until we recognize how often our desires are born of imitation, of imitating others and what they have, and saying, I want to be like them. It's all about comparisons. The theologian James Allison noted, we desire according to the desire of the other. I want to do what you want to do. I want to be who you are. You suggest me into being through driving my imitation of you. So much of our lives is this kind of awakened, mimicked desire that we get from others. Think of it like when you were in grammar school, right? You knew every year at some point some kid was going to come into school with that first yo-yo. And then everyone had to have it, right? We kind of imagine, if I just get that, I'll be happy. So who am I? We see and interpret ourselves through others' eyes, miming their desires. Too often we are very sheepish. Now, hell, the whole irony of the whole thing is, God wants us to be more ourselves, our true selves, than others. You're his work of art. You're his work of art. He doesn't want you to be less yourself. Our fundamental mission in life is to be the best version of ourselves. God wants us to become alive, truly alive. Nor is this some kind of mere individualism. Because we know that we come alive through others, through engagement with others, by becoming for others the very care that God has for us. You know, sometimes Christianity seems about what's in the past. I have to believe something that happened back then. Or it's about being morally good right now. I want to suggest to you the real point of Christianity is the encounter with the risen Lord right now in our lives. And that means opening our eyes to see his presence, to in fact open our hearts to feel his presence. Isn't that what sacrament is all about? I mean, we can chug them down. Sometimes people seem to do that. But what if you really savored it? Really recognize with the eyes of your heart who you hold. And how in that moment you hold the whole universe. What if you really take in very, very seriously that idea that when you drink of that cup, you're drinking his life to be your life. If you look through resurrection eyes, God is asking you to redefine yourself. No more put-downs, no more measuring, no desiring to be somebody else. And if that's not enough for you, well, maybe somehow the culture has trapped you. I know it traps me. You're not seeing yourself as God sees you, with his most incredible love. Sometimes the morality squad will say, well, they sin this way, that way. You know, they're cut off. Nah. God never cuts us off. We cut him off. And he's always that good shepherd, looking, knocking on the doors of our hearts if we but give a little bit of quiet space. And what's it all about? It was in that second reading. See what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. Yet so you are. And it's that identity that we often forget. We don't take it in. We say, well, maybe another time. That's just like I keep on telling you. Someone says to you, I love you. And if you don't take it serious, if you don't trust it, that gift of love does you no good. Well, isn't that what God is always saying to us? You are my beloved in whom I delight. So what does God ask of you? Accept yourself gratefully. First, accept yourself gratefully. What do you owe yourself? Develop yourself responsibly. Become that best version. What do you owe others? To share yourself lovingly. And finally, what do you owe God? To return to him with increase. To return really as the beloved, because you trusted that love he has for you. Last week we had a spring retreat. It was fun. It was great. Daniel was awesome. Students said some powerful words. Oh my God. You got some saints among you here. You may not realize it. People who've known real hardship and are just... Drop my jaw. But in any case, one of the students gave a little quote. You know, you have to know who to go to if you want real wisdom. Winnie the Pooh. Pooh says, some people care too much. Some people care too much. I think it's called love. Isn't that what the Good Shepherd did? He cared too much. He kept on inviting people in, kept on breaking bread with them, kept on reaching out to those who were being pushed away, kept on loving too much, caring too much. Now, there is one thing curious in this gospel, and I just had to be the scripture nerd here for a moment. I notice how many times the gospel says, in this time, three times, lay down his life for his sheep. In the chapter, it's actually five times. And I wonder, what is this language of lay down? Of course, it's lay down his life for us. I couldn't help but think, you know, if I was a sheep, would I want that kind of shepherd? Is he any different than the hireling? After all, wouldn't you want a shepherd with a sword and a cudgel to do battle for you, right? Isn't that the kind of God we often want? Isn't that what our society is, the God that we should desire, the kind of people we should be? See, it's one thing to let Jesus be your good shepherd, but you got to be a shepherd just like him, with that same kind of love and care, that same kind of care. Let's face it, you and I both have names we would not mind to put on God's hit list, right? Some people who are simply a pain. Take care of them, God. But don't you see the very graciousness of God looks at me, looks at you, he looks at them. He never wants to cut anyone short. God cares too much. And therefore, he writes off no one. So I want to suggest that the second aspect is, yes, allowing God, Jesus, to be your good shepherd. But the only way you do that is becoming good shepherds one for another. And the reason is really simple. Winnie the Pooh explained it. Some people care too much. I think it's called love.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.